Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Guess what? I have something super secret that I've been working on that I'm finally ready to reveal. I made a puzzle for you. Yes, we now have a Mr. Jim mystery puzzle. If you've ever heard our animal story episodes where they're mysteries and you have to solve and figure out what animal it's about, you've got to check out our puzzles. While you're solving the puzzle, there's an included story to listen to, and there's even a prize inside if you're able to solve the mystery. Have your parents check down in the show notes below about our puzzles. All right, friends, who is ready for today's adventure? I definitely am too. Let's go! It was a beautiful day in Costa Rica as Carter and Taylor were grabbing their surfboards and about to hit the waves. Hey, Carter, can you help me with this? Taylor was struggling holding his surfboard because it was really, really big. And Carter was really strong.
Yeah, I got you, bro. Here.
They both grabbed onto the surfboards and it was a lot easier as they worked together to get to the beach. Like I said, it was a beautiful day. The sun was out, the birds were singing, and the waves were crashing. Ah, that is a perfect day to go surfing. Have you ever been to the ocean before and seen the big waves that crash onto the shore? Yeah, waves can be really fun. They can also be a little dangerous. So you have to make sure that your grown-ups are with you when you're around those big waves, just in case those waves are too powerful. Because oftentimes the current of the water can pull you out, and we don't want that to happen. But thankfully, Carter and Taylor were with their family on the beach. As they walked closer to the water, all of a sudden the waves just stopped.
Wait, what just happened?
Said Taylor.
Just a second ago, the waves were really good, said Carter.
It was very confusing. It's very strange for the waves to all of a sudden just stop. But they should come back any second now, right? Carter and Taylor were sitting there on their boards, just waiting and waiting for the waves to turn on again. But the water was completely calm. It almost looked like glass. That's how calm it was. It was perfect for swimming, but not good for surfing. The rest of the afternoon, there wasn't a single wave left. Carter and Taylor were both pretty bummed they weren't able to ride any waves on their surfboard. As their family left, they knew that tomorrow should be a better day for waves. And the next day they came back, no waves. And the next day, no waves. And what do you think happened the next day? Yeah, still no waves. What in the world has happened? Carter and Taylor were convinced that there was something wrong in the ocean. It had been 5 days and the ocean hadn't made a single wave. Carter and Taylor were sitting on the beach, still very bummed.
Where do waves come from? Asked Taylor.
That's a good question, said Carter. I've never really thought about it before. But maybe wherever the waves are made, maybe it got broken or something.
We should go check it out.
We should go find the wave maker, said Taylor.
I was just kind of joking. I don't know if there's a real wave maker, said Carter.
But we can go check it out and see.
So they both grabbed their surfboards, hopped on, and started swimming out. They didn't want to swim too far. They had to stay in the same place that their parents could see them. But Carter and Taylor started swimming towards an island that was just offshore a little bit. They had been to that island many times before with their family. It was a very cool place. They thought maybe if they could look on the other side of the island, maybe there would be waves there? They didn't know, but they had to check out and see for themselves. As they arrived on that little island, Carter and Taylor left their surfboards in the sand and started walking around the edge of the island, looking for any clues of waves or the source of the waves. And all of a sudden, Taylor saw something.
Carter, look at that! What is that thing?
He was pointing off in the distance, right on the shore of the island, but further up ahead. It looked like there was a giant whale.
They both started running towards the whale, who had beached itself on the sand.
Help me!
Carter and Taylor were running towards the whale, who was crying out for help.
We're coming! We're coming! Shouted Carter.
As they got to the whale, they started pushing with all of their might. This whale was very large, but these two were very strong.
Keep pushing, Taylor! Shouted Carter as he was pushing with all of his might.
Taylor's feet were digging deeper and deeper into the sand. It looked like he was trying to run as he was pushing on the whale. And inch by inch, they were able to budge the whale back into the water.
Oh, thank you,
said the whale.
Oh, that was a lot of work, said Carter. Okay, how did this happen? How did you get stuck on the beach? Said Taylor.
Well, I'm the wave maker, and I had made some waves, and then I don't know what happened, but I got pushed onto the beach. I think it was from one of my own waves.
Carter and Taylor couldn't believe it. That was the real wave maker. They were right. There was somebody that made the waves that they rided their surfboards on.
Oh, and that's why there's been no waves, said Carter.
You've been stuck on the shore. Oh, how long have you been here?
About 5 days, I think.
Oh, well, we're so glad that we saved you in time.
I don't know how much longer a whale could have spent out of the water, said Taylor. They went on the next couple hours hanging out with this new friend, the wave maker, the whale. And Carter and Taylor learned about how the whale made all the waves with his giant tail splashing in the water. They asked their new friend to make one giant wave to send them back to shore. They grabbed their surfboards and the whale counted down.
3, 2, 1.
With one giant wave of his tail,
a wave came from his tail.
Holy smokes! Carter and Taylor started zooming their surfboards down this wave all the way to shore, back to where their family was.
Whoa! Go Carter and Taylor! Shouted their family.
As Carter and Taylor rode the wave in, they couldn't wait to share this crazy story about meeting the wave maker with their family. The end.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Amelia! Amelia is turning 7 years old, loves sewing and crafting, is a junior herbalist in training, wow, and loves building robots with her dad. Holy smokes, Amelia, that's really awesome. And I'm so glad we get to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy birthday, Amelia! And next up we have... Happy birthday, Eloa, who's turning 5 years old. Eloa loves cherry tomatoes, speaking English and Portuguese, loves swimming and splashing in the water. Wow, turning 5 is a big deal. And I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy birthday, Eloa.
Whew, well, I can't wait to start working on this puzzle mystery called Puzzables. It's going to be pretty tricky to solve who lives in the den. What kind of critter do you think lives in the den in this puzzle? Well, I'm going to start working on it, and I can't wait for you to see the prize. Oh, do you want to know a secret of what the prize is? Yes, inside the Puzzables,
is the animal toy?
Oh, I can't say anymore. It's all a mystery.
Well, friends, I hope you have a super duper day. Parents, check down in the show notes below for those puzzles. And I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!